happy and give us joy, but happiness is not the goal. In fact, if we put our happiness ahead of everything else, we're completely disobeying what Jesus said are the most important commandments. In Luke 10:27, it says, love God, love people. Don't see you being happy in there. Have you met some people that God commands you to love that you don't want to? I drive a school bus for a living. Some of them are in the bus, some of them are outside of the bus. Elevating our own happiness as the ultimate goal gets in the way of both of these. We love God by obeying Him. We love our neighbors by serving them. This one, I probably have used on my kids. If you work hard enough, you'll be successful. I always told my kids, all they had to do is show up wherever their job was, show up every day, on time, and in about 6 weeks, they'll own the place. Because most people can't do that. Especially, you know, as teenagers, go find another job. I'll go from McDonald's to Arby's to Wendy's to, you know. Is hard work good? That's a question. The answer is yes. Hard work is good. In fact, we're told over and over in Proverbs. Proverbs is full of verses about working hard, not being a burden on anybody else. All of those kinds of things. Proverbs is full of them. We're supposed to work hard. Jesus kept a tireless pace during his life on earth, and you'll never hear Paul condemn someone who works hard. In fact, he condemns those who don't. Is 2 Thessalonians up there?
For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule. The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat.
There you go. The popular idea that hard work necessarily equals abundant earthly blessings has no basis in Scripture. In fact, for all his hard work, Jesus sometimes had nowhere to even sleep at night. Paul, the tireless tent maker, spent much of his time running from mobs, swimming from shipwrecks, and singing in jail. As a Christian, we are supposed to work at everything as if we're doing it for Jesus. But our reward is in knowing that we did our best for Him, not in seeing our bank accounts bloom. Dang. While we may receive tangible blessings for our hard work, the bigger blessing is knowing that our Father who sees everything is pleased with what we do. And here, this one. The Song of Disney, chapter 20, verse 15. Just follow your heart and believe, and you can do anything. I could go on a political rant, but I'm not going to. I'm going to stick to my... I see so much of this in... I mean, this is where society is now. It's just we're kind of stuck there. It's like, just all you have to do is believe. Just believe. And magically, it will happen. Well, in the magic kingdom, it probably does, but it does not happen in the real world. Sometimes Disney movies seem to invade Scripture, perhaps because we humans love Cinderella stories, unjust rags to riches. Anybody not like those stories? Isn't that great? Well, not Cinderella particularly. The idea, the concept of from nothing to greatness. The notion of us being anything we want to be if we just believe has become weaved into the fabric of how we view the Bible. David the shepherd boy became a king, right? He did. But we aren't meant to do just anything. We're meant to fulfill the purpose God has for our lives. For example, David was created to be king. He didn't work to be king. He didn't believe to be king. He was created to be king. Long before he was born, in fact, Jacob had prophesied that the ruler would spring from the line of Judah. David didn't follow his heart to the throne of Israel. He followed his God along the path laid out for him. In fact, it's more biblical not to follow your heart. Did you know that? Your heart can get you in trouble. God gives us passions and desires and uses our lives to prepare us for his purpose, just as he prepared David during the time as a shepherd, soldier, and a court musician. But that only works if we completely surrender our lives to his leading. On the other hand, if we spend our lives pursuing that whatever we want to be, we may very well end up disillusioned and dissatisfied, even if we achieve our goal. Ecclesiastes 11:9. Did I put that up there? It's not on the list? No. Dang. Now I have to look it up. Bible's hard. Anybody got it? Quick. Ecclesiastes 11:9. Quicker than Frank. Ah, what is it? Would you? Oh, wait. There it is. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. That sounds like be happy. Right? Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see. Be happy. Do what you want. But know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment. That's a downer. Debbie Downer. That's what they're going to start calling me at work. Wendy Whiner. That's what I've been doing recently, whining. So all of these things that we think are in the Bible and aren't, how is it that we think they're there? What's the problem? How does a I don't remember who's responsible, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, U.S. Department of the Treasury, how do they know what a counterfeit bill looks like? They study the original. They know what the real one is, so that everything else, they don't study all of the fakes. They don't care about that. They only care what the real one looks like. Everything else is a fake. I would say that our advice here is the same thing. Figure out what's in the Bible, understand what it says, and then all of that other stuff becomes fake, and it's easy to spot. Hope I didn't bore you too much. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to share from your word. I hope that someone in the room, other than myself, learned something, Lord. And we'd ask that you would apply it to our lives. And I do pray that again in your son's name. Amen. I'll fly away.